to Redemption, a podcast designed to save the planet. In today's episode, we discuss a critical global initiative tackling plastic waste, Global Plastic Action Partnership, or GPAP. Spearheaded by the World Economic Forum, GPAP is a multi-stakeholder platform dedicated to translating commitments to reduce plastic pollution and waste into concrete action. Our guest today, Clemens Schmidt, director of GPAP, shares how this initiative has been rolled out across 17 countries, emphasizing the role of data and measurement and aligning local efforts with global objectives. Through national plastic action plans, GPAP is fostering collaboration among governments, businesses, and local communities to build data-driven strategies against plastic pollution. Let's dive right in. Welcome, Clemens. Could you start by sharing a bit about your role at the World Economic Forum and how it specifically intersects with the GPAP?
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. So my role is actually 100% linked to GPAP. I'm the director of this initiative, so I have the luxury, together with my team, to focus solely on the plastic pollution issue within the broader work of the World Economic Forum around all of our programming on Center of Nature and Climate. So many of our colleagues that are having work on different areas, and our work on GPAP is really focusing on plastic pollution at a national and global level. And we've been doing so since 2018. So it's a relatively long and short time, but we think like it was before the plastic treaty negotiation and all of those global conversations actually started. So we like to think that we were a little bit early as well in the national discussions around plastic pollution.
As part of the events in Ottawa at the INC4, I remember being at the event where they talked about adding new countries to the NPAP. Talk to us about the countries which are currently doing national plastic action plans and walk us through how the process works in terms of WEF supporting them and then letting them spread their wings and then this new sort of cohort of countries and what the timeline looks for that.
So the Global Plastic Action Partnership is present in 17 countries, and our ambition is to support 25 countries by the end of 2025. So the moment the treaty will be signed and implementation will be starting. The way we're working with a country is very similar to the forum's approach to global level, is working around a platform that enables multi-stakeholder dialogue and catalyzes action. So that's how we also operate with our team called the NPAP, so the National Plastic Action Partnership, that are being established in now the 17 countries that I was mentioning. The 17 countries are across Asia, Africa, and Latin America. 7 in Asia, 7 in Latin America, and 3 in Africa, spreading us really on the global scale. We always working hand in hand with the government. The first entry point of the initiative is really to establish partnership with the government. We want to make sure that these transformational actions that we are going to undertake at a local level goes or feels or support the national strategy and a national plan for a country. So we start with the government partnership. But very quickly, the first step that we take is having a team on the ground. So that's why you heard me say there is a GPAP Global Secretariat, and there are people that are physically located in the countries with whom we're working. And the very first job of those NPAPs manager is actually to gather the multi-stakeholders that they will need in order to bring the country representation. And this is a very important step because it gathers many different voices, expertise, and opinion, and really helps foster this idea of national partnership towards ending plastic pollution. And then the way we support those stakeholders on the ground is starting with a methodology that we have developed for GPAP over the years. It's first established what we call a baseline assessment. And it's very important. You can't improve what you can't measure. So it starts from being able to measure and having a common view, a common understanding, and a starting point around the plastic flows within the country. So that is the very first work that we are undertaking, is making sure that we are gathering the data and that we are able to present a baseline assessment. And from that baseline assessment, building what we called an action roadmap in the GPAP language. And this action roadmaps develops scenarios, which depending on the level of ambition from the stakeholders onto the countries, again, this really happens as a consultation. And we from GPAP, we are here to help. We are here to provide the methodology and to provide the tools. But ultimately, we want these actions and this commitment to be locally owned. So the group of the local steering board will be decided the level of ambition, and there the government is really weighing in very strongly into this. And from those scenarios and this action roadmap, then we are getting into actually getting the work done and starting with specific task forces.
It sounds the process has been very well thought out. In terms of the country's own leadership, where do you see early indications that this is really working and really successful, and also areas where there has been some stumbling and some challenges in breaking through to the next level?
There's been a journey in the development of the initiative. It was an idea on a piece of paper in 2018, and we're now in 17 countries, and we did learn a lot from each of the partnerships. And it's also something that is taking time, depending on where you're located, how much data you have, how much work you've done as a country or as a stakeholder before. That varies a lot, right? Some countries have never, ever looked at plastic pollution data prior to starting the initiative. Some countries already had a starting point. You can't really compare the different stakeholders. What we've seen is extremely powerful is what I mentioned, is this multi-stakeholder collaboration. It's not just the government and the private sector. That's always very helpful, especially if you think about the value chain of plastic and also the interlink between the role that policy can take in helping or enabling the private sector to innovate and to move into a more circular system. But there are also other pieces, local community, waste picker, which are very often an informal force, so not even recognized in the formal economy. So how do we bring all of those voices at the table from the beginning so we also not only build an alignment on the data and the numbers themselves, but also understand from each other, share their experiences, understand what's behind the numbers, what is the reality on the ground? And I think this has been the most powerful tool that the initiative has brought forward at the national level.
That's amazing. So we are in between sessions of the Global Plastics Treaty negotiations. As you know, INC5 is coming up. What are the primary outcomes that you hope to achieve through the Global Plastics Treaty? And how do they align with your broader mission?
From a forum point of view, we're not here to influence or advocate. We are here to share fact-based information and also bring this voice of multi-stakeholders to the forefront. It's not an advocacy role. So we are not here to push, but we are here to drive the thought leadership, bring up some of the topics in order to help inform not only the negotiators, but the stakeholders at large. Always be evidence-based. That's extremely core to the work that we've done. And on the other hand, also being able to bring the global conversation and the global topics that are brought into the intersessional work, for example, into the local realities. Because indeed, it's amazing to see the base of stakeholders growing into the INC process. Like, I think there are more people joining at every single INC, which is fantastic to see in terms of engagement of a very wide range of stakeholders. But in principles or in the big scheme of things, it still remains a really small portion of peoples that are being affected by plastic pollution. Many of the stakeholders with whom we're working at a national level don't have access, not even to the travel, but also to the essence of the discussion. So how do we make sure we bring this information, we bring this education, we bring the points so we enable this global to local connection of the dots? Connecting the different issue, bring a new perspective or new light to complex issue via multi-stakeholder dialogue and public-private partnership is what we are thriving to do. So I hope that's what we can also demonstrate in the post-treaty phase.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think getting diverse stakeholders to reach consensus or to rally behind a common goal is never easy. And as you said, even now that there's more people than ever that are part of this conversation and moving towards this goal, it's still a fraction of the overall ecosystem and stakeholders that are impacted, whose effort and participation is critical. We all know the challenges, and yet we're all sort of trying to move towards this goal, and yet informing, having the ability to touch on or at least hearken towards those practical challenges, I think is going to be key to getting things right. We talked a little bit about it earlier, but if you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners the next steps for GPAP and more broadly, how you envision the future of global collaboration on plastic pollution.
The first objective will be to partner with 25 countries by 2025. So we continue building the community. And I think beyond those national partnership and the work that we are doing on the ground at the global treaty process is making sure we're able, with the work that we are doing, whether it is in conjunction with other organizations. So from a forum standpoint, we are co-convening the financing coordination group together with UNEP-FI, with OECD, with the World Bank, and with the Circulate Initiative in order to start thinking about how we're going to drive public and private financing as a means of implementation for the treaty. So that's the type of engagement we're also having at a global level. And I know it's not directly GPAP, but we have an initiative at the forum called Consumers Beyond Waste, which has been looking at standards and definitions around reuse, again, in a multi-stakeholder context. So how do we start aligning the definition? How do we start thinking about standards? And I think as a next step, one thing we've heard from the stakeholders, from the members of the Consumer Beyond Waste, is also thinking about how does the link towards infrastructure and infrastructure building will be taking place. So I think that is something that my colleagues on that front will also be reflecting onto and obviously co-convene together with many other experts around those very big questions.
We will happily share the link in our podcast notes for all our listeners. These kinds of reports and resources that the World Economic Forum are putting together are incredibly timely and super important. What I'm hearing from you is a deep focus on data and measurement, which is exactly the love language of ReLoop, and then a focus on how you get the work done, the infrastructure and the financing to build a system and to build standards to enable the user to effortlessly adapt in a new context. It's about shifting that burden away from the consumer so that they can do the right thing and really participate effectively without having to think too much or spend a lot of money, which is exactly the way we envision the solution to tackling plastic pollution. So thank you so much. And I think that's all extremely insightful. Is there anything else that you wish to share with our listeners?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. And I would just maybe a small call to action. If anyone here that listens wants to know more or maybe get involved, we have a website. So if you want to see which countries there are, because there might be some geography affinity. So please get in touch and reach out. We are really looking forward to collaborating with as many passionate people that are fighting plastic pollution as possible.
Thank you for tuning in to this insightful episode of Redemption. We hope you gained a deeper understanding of the Global Plastic Action Partnership and its role in the global fight against plastic pollution. As Clemens highlighted, data and measurement are at the heart of driving effective change, because you can't improve what you don't measure. GPAP's work in 17 countries with plans to expand to 25 by 2025 showcases the power of collaboration and local ownership in creating effective solutions. It demonstrates how global partnerships and on-the-ground action can converge to tackle one of the most pressing environmental challenges of our time. Stay tuned for more deep dives into global environmental initiatives as we continue our journey towards a zero-waste world. In the meantime, don't forget to visit our website for more resources and subscribe to our newsletter for the latest updates. You can also leave a review on Redemption wherever you listen to your podcast. And remember, working together from a common ground of knowledge, we can move effective initiatives forward.